Well, hopefully you had a great summer, Coach. I know your girls, I had a chance to watch them a little bit playing basketball at MCC. You got some volleyball in, so no question. A lot of your girls, they were busy over the summertime, weren't they?
Yeah. We started weights the first week, or I guess the first Monday of June. So we pretty much went from school right into weights. And then we started open gyms in July, and I had, I think, 7 of them that went to Hawaii and played on that team, or those teams based out of McCook with Tracer and Kobza and Evie. So they got a lot of time on the court this year, and they're looking pretty good so far.
That's what you wanted to see. Always coaches want to see once again on the court, getting no matter what you're doing, go to some camps, some leagues, stuff like that. You've got a good nucleus. I know you lost a couple of key starters from last year, but you've got a lot of girls that play a lot of volleyball for you back this year.
Yeah, of last year, or last year's team, we lost really 2 that played for, most of the time. Outside of that, we have all of our starters back, and we have some that have really stepped up, filled some big shoes, and they're playing hard. Last week, we started 2-a-days, and those girls have, really stepped up. They worked really hard last week. There was almost zero attitude and no complaining, and things are just kind of moving in the right direction for us right now, so we'll take it.
I know Izzy, Steno, and Jewel Holt is just to name a few of the seniors. Did a lot for you, as far as hitters and blockers up front. You gotta have some of those, somebody fill those spots for this year.
Yeah, and we've moved a few people around this year, so things are going to look just a little different, but for the most part, most of our solid players from last year are kind of in the same positions, but you can kind of plan to see Emma hitting a little bit outside this year, and she's still going to set, but she's stepped up at team camp, and, she's doing a really good job when we need her out there, and she's kind of somebody who's willing to step up at any point in time and do whatever she needs to. And between her and our defense has really picked it up. We have Molly Uris that's come in to play some defense for us this year, and she's kind of one of those players that she will just go for every single ball she possibly can. So I'm really excited to see her and Kinsey in the back row together quite a bit this year. And Cameron Fanning's going to play some right side for us. So we're excited to see how things kind of play out that first week. We play 3 days in a row, so we'll see what happens there.
So you're playing more of a 6-2 this year with Emma, you said, both setting and hitting this year?
Yep, we're going to run a 6-2. Maggie will set some as well. Emma will set. Cameron can also set. We're pretty fortunate this year that we have enough players that if something happens or we need to move people around, we have some pretty sound and solid players in multiple different areas, so we can always move players as need be. But as of right now, we kind of played around at team camp this summer, and for the most part, I think we've kind of figured out they're meshing really well, they're talking really well, things are looking pretty good. So,
numbers, freshmen to the senior class, did you get some help from those 8th graders becoming freshmen, a little help in that class?
Yeah, we have 5 freshmen that are playing this year for us. We have about 16 out, 1's injured, but we had a few that decided not to play this year that have played in the past. So, our numbers kind of went, they're about as steady as what they have been the last few years as far as players go, just between those that are coming in and those that decided not to play. So we're pretty solid as far as we'll have enough for JV varsity for sure. So
you're going to have, a Gatorade scrimmage coming up on the floor there on this coming Friday, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We haven't in the past really done the Hall of Fame game quite yet, as far as like a Jamboree game. And we've always kind of done a Gatorade and snack scrimmage, and it kind of gives the community a good time to come out and see everybody play. And the girls really enjoy it. Kind of gets the nerves off of them just a little bit to kind of play each other, and they have a lot of fun with it. So I'm excited to see what they kind of bring to the table after the last few weeks of practice going into that on Friday.
And then, as you kind of touched on, that next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Hitchcock County, South Platte, and then at the Cambridge Tournament. So, yeah, you're playing a bunch of matches back-to-back-to-back, aren't you?
Yeah. Yep. They, when we went to team camp, I kind of warned the girls they hadn't really seen a schedule. And, you know, we always go to Ogallala's team camp that's 3 days long. So we got to about Friday afternoon, and I'm like, girls, you have to understand our first 3 days of the season, we play at home, we play at South Platte, and then we turn around and go to Cambridge. So you're going to have to get over the being tired, because that's just the way it is.
Exactly right. But, hey, that time will come when you're tired of practicing. Let's play against somebody else, and that'll be exciting for them.
Yeah, it'll be good. Like I said, the girls are excited. Everything's kind of, like I said, falling into place, meshing pretty well for us right now, and they're just ready to get the season started. And honestly, I am too. My husband and I are expecting, and so we are, that's September, anytime between now and September 14th, really. So we're hoping in between that Cambridge tournament and the Hitchcock County tournament. So that way I can be there for the Southwest and Maywood Hay Center games, and then be there for those first 3 days. So,
holy smokes, Coach. Is somebody going to be hopefully on standby at all the, especially the away games, with a car ready to go?
Yes. Yep, that's the plan anyways. So I kind of told my husband he didn't have a choice. He was planning to be there for at least the games before, so if we need to leave, we can. And he said, oh, you'll be fine. You can just have the bus drop you off after the game. So we've kind of joked around about that a little bit. But, no, it'll be good. And then while I'm out, Hannah's going to step up, or Coach Kroll will step up while I'm gone. But I plan to be right back where I need to be and there when the time comes. So I'm excited. Like I said, I have a really good group this year. So we're just really looking forward to see what they can do for us.